Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann. The airwaves are now open and Jeanette, the respected Sky Television psychic, will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001 or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Guiding Light Show. It's Monday evening, it's 9 p.m. UK time, so that means the Guiding Light Show on the Mike Spirit FM network. And with me this evening, I've got my wonderful friend, and it's lovely Ruth Mooney, and she's coming in to say hi and to do some lovely readings with me this evening, and also to bring a bit of Irish sparkle to the show on New Year's Eve. So, hi Ruth, welcome to the Guiding Light Show.
Hi Jeanette, thank you very much for having me on with you tonight. How has your day been today?
Well, I've been very busy, to be quite honest with you, because as you know, I work on the television as well. So I've been doing some working on the TV today, taking some lovely calls from Sky Television. And I'm off out later on to a lovely New Year's Eve party when I finish the Guiding Light Show. So it's been a very busy day today. And what about yourself? I know that you've just had some problems with the oven, haven't you? You were just telling us. Tell us about that one, my love.
Oh, my oven has decided that it's saying goodbye to the world. So the world didn't end in 2012, but my hot pint oven did. It decided to go its merry way in life.
Well, the Mayans had something right then about the world ending. It wasn't the world, it was your cooker.
Well,
which
like
is a disaster and a catastrophe for you, then, yeah?
I'd just like to remind you, you did tell me, Jeanette, that there would be some lovely surprises around me when you done my 2013 reading. But you did. So you're off out tonight.
Yeah, I am. We're going to a party, actually. It's a few of our friends. It's a shame that you don't live in Wales. Otherwise, you could come along to the party. You and your lovely husband, Keith, could come and join us. But it's going to be a really wonderful evening. I've been really looking forward to it. I do love New Year's Eve. It's one of my favourite nights of the calendar, because it's just like saying goodbye to what's been and hello to what's coming in. It's just a wonderful night. And, of course, for me, it's a really nice to have a little night out, because this week now I'm going to have my fingers broken, and you are going to be coming in, I think, next week as a little guest with a lovely Matthew James. Yeah, you're going to come in and help me out. So this evening, the show is only running for 1 hour. It's 9 till 10 p.m. this evening. And I know that we're going to get some wonderful callers in. We're going to get some wonderful evidence in. And we are going to really bring in that lovely New Year festiveness about this evening. Are you off out yourself tonight, Ruth? Or what are your plans after the show?
Myself and Keith will be staying in after the show. Not like you and Mike heading out there. A little bit jealous, the two of us are, because you know damn well we love being with you and Mike. And especially Keith and Mike, they get on so well together. Partners in crime, I would say, the two of them. We would love nothing more, but not to worry, we'll catch up in February and June. We'll make up for the day, won't we?
We certainly will. And of course, just to tell the listeners that my husband is also called Michael, and it's not Michael David.
Oh, God, yeah.
Otherwise, the listeners will get themselves all confused on that one. Because I've got a lovely husband called Michael as well. So anyway, I think we're going to open the lines just for everybody to know that we are just on till 10 p.m. tonight. But I'd just like to say, I think we've got a lovely lady called Donna waiting on the lines. And I know that Mike Davis is in the back rooms of the show tonight producing, so I'd just like to say a big hello to Michael. And I hope we all have a lovely show. And let's introduce our first caller. Hello, Donna, are you there, please?
Hi, Happy New Year.
Oh, bless, and you too. It's lovely to hear from you. Where are you calling from?
California.
Wow, okay. Well, I hope the weather is nicer than what it is in South Wales in the UK, because it hasn't been the best. I'm sure it is. But this evening's show is going to be all about bringing in the party season and also giving some wonderful guidance as well. So how can I help you this evening, sweetheart? Is there any area that you'd like me to look at for you?
Maybe if I'm going to meet someone. I'm kind of by myself. I don't have any kids. I'm all by myself. And if money will improve for the 2013, too, I might be looking for a job or something.
Okay, I understand. Well, you know, Donna, what I'm feeling with you, sweetheart, okay, is that it's only recently, this is what I'm getting with you, it's only recently that you've released the past, okay? I feel that the past has kind of held you back a little bit, because I'm looking at you really focusing now on new energy. And as I'm feeling that, I'm feeling that there's a fiery guy coming in. So he's really giving me the impression that he's a fire sign, either an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius, my love. I'm really drawn to Leo, and I feel that this wonderful person is going to be just what you want. And I feel that there is a gentleman up in spirit who's fetching this information in for me, and I'm drawn towards your father's side of the family, and I do feel that this person in life was also quite an upstanding, fiery guy, and I feel that he was a manager or his own boss, or at the very least someone that other people could depend upon, especially men, because he seemed to be very much a man's man who would sort situations out. Do you understand this energy that I'm feeling tonight?
Totally. Yeah, that totally fits my dad. Yeah.
Lovely. Okay, because I felt it was dad or granddad, but I just wanted you to take it from me, what I was feeling. Now, I feel that your dad is kind of aware that you've been feeling a little bit like life is passing you by recently. And what he's saying to you, darling, is that he doesn't want this for you, okay? Because he knows that you've been feeling quite lonely and vulnerable and separated from others around you. So I don't think you're mixing with other people as much as you could be, because he's bringing that impression into me. And he's also bringing in that they are really trying, spirit side, to put you on the right path so you can have new love coming in. I know that your dad's energy is around you, sweetheart. He draws very, very close to you. I feel he was a very thoughtful man, you know, your dad. He had a very sensitive side to him as well, okay? And I do feel that, has he been gone over at least 4 years, please? Because he's just given me 4. Or did he pass over in the month of April, or is there an April connection?
He passed at the end of April.
Thank you. Okay, because he's giving me that impression, okay, that April was very relevant to him. And what he's saying is around about the springtime, around about the time of his passing, his energy will be around you closely then. And I feel that there is going to be someone coming in who is going to have a similar kind of a nature to your dad. Okay, because he's going to be warm, and he's going to be a man that you can depend upon, which is what you've actually needed, because what he's telling me is that other people have come into your life and they've been full of promises, but they haven't carried the promises through. Are you aware of that, my love? Does that resonate with you? Okay, and this is why he's saying, okay, that the next person that comes in will be a different type of a guy. He'll be more caring and understanding. I don't feel that you've met the love of your life yet. That's the impression that he's given me, okay? And he is bringing me in a lot of warmth for you and a lot of love. Have you got a sister, darling?
I have 3 sisters that are alive.
Right, okay, because is there one sister that's with him?
No, there's none on the other side.
Right, okay, because is his sister there with him? Because he's talking about
his
a sister.
Probably.
Right, okay, because he's talking about sister, so he's talking about his sister, okay, and I feel you are very similar to his sister that's passed over.
Yes, very similar, yes, I am.
strong family resemblance or way that you are, you very much like you could have been mother and daughter rather than auntie and niece because of the close connection with the way that you looked. Okay? There was a just this about the both of you. Well, she's bringing her energy and her love in as well. Okay? And she's bringing in love to you and your sisters. And who is James, please? Who is James around this family?
James, I don't know.
Or a Jimmy, or a James. Because if you don't know this gentleman, maybe this is a name that you need to be watching out for. Okay?
Yeah, it could be my grandfather. I'm not sure of his name, but I'll check.
Check, because they're giving me that name for you for a reason. And I know that they are bringing in lots of love for you, okay, and lots of happiness and success. So what they're actually saying to you is that you have got to be a little bit more proactive. You've got to be a little bit more open to new opportunities coming in. You've been kind of boxing yourself in unnecessarily so, and they want you to kind of open your box, if you like, and just see what's outside for you, because there is new energy, new life, new beginnings. And I'm really drawn to around the April time when there's going to be a lot of changes coming in for you. And I'm going to have to leave that there with you, sweetheart, because we have got other callers in. But it's been wonderful connecting with you tonight on the Guiding Light. And I'd like to wish you all the best and Happy New Year for you, darling.
That was wonderful. Thank you very much. And Happy New Year's to you, too.
Bless your heart. You take care. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Goodbye. Now, we've got the lovely Lisa on the line next. Yeah? Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, darling. I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Ruth, my dear friend from Ireland, and she's going to have a chat with you, okay?
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Hello, Lisa. How are you, honey?
Oh, fine. I just have to tell you that it's nice to talk with an Irish lady. My grandmother's name was Finney, so I have Irish heritage.
Oh, my God. Nice one. We have a little echo going on here. It's a few gremlins in our line. Can you hear me clearly, Lisa?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I think it could be Lisa's. Is Lisa very close, or has she got something running in the background?
No, there's nothing running.
Okay, let's see. Does it calm down? Okay, Lisa, how can I help you?
Well, is there any message from Spirit or anything that you can tell me about my personal life in particular?
Okay, I do feel that you've had a lot of complications around you recently.
Yes.
And what I'm picking up is there's been a lot of heartbreak as well.
Yes.
I feel you've lost somebody very close to you very recently. You have some... The echo is very bad, Lisa.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said I feel that you've lost somebody very close to you very recently.
Well, not in my family. Perhaps this is just the personal heartbreak that you're picking up on.
I am picking up on the personal heartbreak around you, and I'm picking up that I feel that it's just got to do with you personally, that you're not finding yourself in the right place at the moment.
Yes.
Okay, I would like to inform you that I am getting a message from Spirit World. I have a lady for you from Spirit World.
Okay.
It's Grandma. It's your grandmother, isn't it, darling? You are very close to your grandmother.
Yes.
And I get the feeling that she's telling me that she's sending, it's like as though she has seen your heartbreak, that she has been walking alongside you constantly through this. It's just you yourself, you kind of wonder when the right timing is finally going to come to you for the right gentleman and for the right person. And you have recently sat down and asked, when am I going to find true happiness?
Yes.
And basically what I'm picking up very nicely off of this particular lady is she's telling me it's here, she has it that's here for you. I get the feeling that your heart has been broken by a gentleman and his back is turned on you and you've decided to let him go, yes?
I'm trying to. That was one of the things I was curious about.
Okay. She indicates to me this gentleman could come back and offer you exactly what you've always been searching for.
Okay.
That is would be the miracle. It's just that miracle you're looking for, just the commitment, knowing that he can share his love with you as much as you love him. And her indication to me here is that it's like a miracle that she's sending in around you. It would be a new love, but it seems to be that he had to go and do something and sort out his life in order to come back and be proper in your life with you. Would that make any sense to you?
Yes, ma'am, that makes perfect sense.
I'd like to inform you that she's indicating to me that this will be all fixed within the next 9 days.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to be fixed. It's going to be right. Before you came on to me, I was getting a name like Terry coming in around you. Have you any idea what the name Terry could mean?
Well, my brother's named Terry.
Okay, so it's just an indication the spirit is connected to you, Lisa. Okay, Lisa, I'd like to tell you very much. Have you your father up here as well, Lisa?
My father what?
Is your father in spirit, love?
Yes, he is in spirit.
That's his mother that's with him, isn't it?
Yes, I thought so.
Okay, so it's your father. Is the younger male coming in around you here?
Okay, that would make sense, yes.
Okay, it's like as though he has his arm around your shoulder. And I think you've had a complication with one of your arms as well recently. I think you've had some problems there. It could be even your wrist going up as far as your shoulder, because I'm getting the indication it's very stiff and very sore.
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to give you your loved ones with love and light, Lisa. I'd like to inform you, this particular gentleman, what I'm getting from the spirit world is that they are actually coming over here to tell me today this gentleman will be returning with new love and this gentleman will actually come back and you are getting the miracle that you have searched for. And I'm picking up 9 days.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you. That's a blessing. Thank you.
Okay. I hope I helped you, Lisa.
Yes, ma'am, you did. You helped a lot.
Blessings for 2013, darling.
So thank you, and Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
Okay,
bye-bye. That was lovely. Happy New Year, and don't forget that you can download a copy of these readings on the archives on the Mike Spirit FM network. And I do believe that we have another lady on the line, and this is another Donna. Is that correct, my love?
Diana.
Okay, sorry, Diana. I just misread what the producer said then. Okay, lovely. Now, it's lovely talking to you, and welcome to the Guiding Light Show. How can I help you this evening, please?
Well, if there's someone on the other side that could give me some guidance, when am I going to meet my spiritual family and the people I'll be working with and be inside?
Okay, now, what I'm drawn to straight away with you, okay, is a lady. But I feel that this lady wasn't really that old when she passed over into the light, okay, darling? And I just feel that with this lady, she's coming in either as an aunt, okay, or as a close family female relative of yours. But I feel that this lady was quite young when she passed. Are you able to connect with who is presenting themselves to me tonight, my love?
I don't know anybody that passed over young except a 3-month-old, and that was before I was born, like 1953.
Right. Right, okay, because I feel that this was a lady, okay? There's a connection to that passing and the lady, okay? So whoever passed over it at a very young age, I have got the mother or the grandmother of that little child that passed over. It's almost like a young grandmother, darling.
Well,
okay.
I guess this, I don't know what age they all passed. My
right,
mother was
okay.
77. She passed last year.
This is definitely not a lady that passed over of an old age. This is someone who passed over in her 30s. Okay, so if this is not for you, this is for someone else who is going to come on to the show tonight, and they've kind of queue jumped. Okay, so let's see if we can bring anybody else in for you. What I'm feeling with you, okay, is that there seems to be, okay, with you, a lot of confusion. That's what I'm being shown around you, but also I'm being shown that there is a gentleman that's been working closely with you. Is your father or your grandfather in spirit, please?
Yes, they both are.
Right, okay, because I've got the mail link here now. And would your father, would he have been doing some kind of links to the forces, please? Or some kind of work where he would have had to have worn a uniform? Or is this your grandfather?
It could have been both. He didn't always wear a uniform. He had many different jobs. But
right.
I believe my grandfather wore a uniform, too.
Right. Because I feel that I've got him, please, okay? I feel I've got the gentleman who used to wear the uniform more than the other gentleman. Now then, I feel that he is aware that you've been through quite a difficult time. The last 10 months for you has been kind of like being on a merry-go-round, because it's almost like people that you thought were... they thought were friends have not shown themselves in their true light. And I do feel that you are feeling very much on the crossroads now, not knowing which direction you should be heading. And I think as we're approaching 2013, part of you will be glad to see the back of 2012, but the 2013 is also a little bit of mixed as well, apprehensive about where am I heading, what path am I going on, because that's what I'm being shown with this person that's with me now working with you. Can you understand that, please?
Yes.
I feel that you are going to be cutting away, all right, a lot of negative energy around you. And I feel that I'm drawing to you, okay, working more with animals, all right? So there's a strong connection to you having either spiritual animals or working spiritually on another level and bringing more connection with animal communication, animal healing, or you might even be working with an animal guide, because I'm really drawn to the sense, okay, of connection with animals around you. I also feel that the career is going to be something that you're going to be thinking about a lot of this year, and I feel that you have been doing a lot of soul searching about your life. Okay, but I do definitely feel that you have to take a leap of faith, because there's something, okay, that you have to go for and don't hesitate about. But I'm definitely shown, okay, that for you, 2013 is definitely going to be your time to shine, and that you have to take full advantage of the opportunities that are coming in for you, darling, okay?
If there were any that came in, I would be aware and take them.
Well,
I've done all my
in.
Spiritual work and letting go. I'm more than ready.
Right. Well, they're coming in for you, and you have to embrace them. But I'm going to have to leave you go now, my darling, because we've got another lady on the line, and we have got quite a lot of calls. So we are going to try and get us through as many callers as we possibly can. And thank you so much for connecting with the guys in life.
Thank you.
You can listen to this reading, okay, on the archives of the Mike Spirit FM network. And thank you so much, and Happy New Year, darling, and thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Yes, God bless, and thank you for connecting with us this evening. Okay, now I've got a lovely lady called Tasha on the line, and I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to say, welcome to Guiding Lights, Tasha.
Hi, Happy New Year to you guys.
Yeah, and you too, Joe. I'm going to pass you on to Ruth, who's going to help you with your question. Thank you.
Hello, Tasha. How are you, honey?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just want to know about my love life, the relationship that I'm currently in.
Okay, darling. Basically, you've been very badly let down, have you, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. Tasha, I really feel that you've had a lot of letdowns in your whole lifetime, if I was to be honest. And I really feel that you need to let go of the past. I don't know why I get the feeling off of you that you keep holding on to yourself, as in, I'm going to suffer in every relationship. There's also a very kind, sweet nature side of you as well, love. And basically what I get off it is you try to help everybody. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. You can't help people. People have to help themselves as well, love. That's a message that I took in from the spirit world. Who is this belonging to? It is definitely a female as well.
Okay.
Is this your auntie that I have, darling?
Yeah, I think so. Or my,
because you're very, very, very much on the same levels as herself, yes?
Okay.
Okay. There's some connection there, some sweet kindness, and by God, you're definitely on that. Okay, honey. Basically, what I'm picking up very strong here for you, even from the spirit world, I'm going to use the angels and my own guides here for you, because I feel that you just need to know the good messages coming in around you in 2013. I will tell you that I'm getting a message here that the 22nd of January re-sparks your life in the right direction. You're definitely coming out of a lonely patch, and you're definitely going to be in a relationship. Okay, there's a gentleman to come your way, and this particular gentleman is fantastic. It's like as though he does building work, if I was to be honest. He works very hard and he strives for a woman. Quite gentle, caring and honest. I get the feeling this is the gentleman that you've always set your heart on and that you would love to spend your life with, and instead of insecure, you will feel very secure. I'm picking up a name like John around this particular gentleman.
Okay.
Okay. This gentleman's going to be with you on the 22nd of January.
Oh, is this somebody I know or no?
They don't actually tell me whether you know this particular gentleman or not. And I get the funny feeling this is a leap of faith for you, if I was to be honest. Because I've been told it's a leap of faith. I'm getting leap of faith here. And when I get that, I get the feeling this gentleman could live about 20 minutes from you. I get the feeling that he's a very well-established gentleman. He has a lot of security around him. He's had his past, but that doesn't matter. And what I get to feel is that you get to feel secure again. Who has two dogs around you?
Two dogs?
Dogs. Somebody has dogs.
I don't know.
I'm picking up two dogs. So watch, this gentleman could walk dogs. He could have his dogs and walk his dogs. Because I'm definitely picking up two dogs around you. These are, I'm going to say, biggish dogs and need lots of walking. These are big dogs. These are small dogs or house dogs. These are big dogs. But I have to say, for you, darling, this particular gentleman will be around you. The other gentleman that left your life, I've been told, he keeps running in and out of it. He keeps coming back. He keeps, every time he comes forward, he takes a few steps back. I've been informed that gentleman has really broke your heart.
Oh, okay.
Can you understand that message?
Yeah, I understand the in and out. Yeah.
Sorry?
I say I understand the in and out. Then the back and forth.
Yeah. And it's the only thing he's ever going to offer. You will be moving forward in January.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to leave it at that with you, and I'm going to stay at 10.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you very much for that. Now, don't forget that you can also get a copy of that wonderful reading in the archives, okay? And if you'd like to listen back to that at any time, that would be wonderful. We're just going to go over to a quick song, and then we'll be back with you then for the last half hour of the show. Thank you.
A plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel dislocated thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
FM. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, well, that was wonderful. And there are tickets still available if you're interested in coming to this fantastic event, which is going to be kicking off in South Wales, in Nice, where Mike Davis and myself are both from, and also the lovely Nick Humphreys. We're all based in South Wales, so we thought it was more than fitting to start the show off down on this UK tour that we're going to be doing, this roadshow, in our neck of the woods. So if you'd like to have tickets, and if you'd like to have further details on this wonderful event that we're running, please contact either myself via Facebook or the Mike Spirit FM network, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Now then, we're going to open the lines again now, and I believe that we have a caller on the line with an area code of 315. And I'd like to say welcome to the Guiding Light Show. You're through to Jeanette Ann. How can I help you?
Hi, Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year, darling. Can I just take a name from you, please?
Sue.
Okay, Sue. Now then, how can I help you this evening, please, darling?
I was just wondering if there are any messages or anything we've seen for, like, changes in 2013 as far as relationships.
You. Is that you've had relationship changes, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Because what I'm feeling, the first thing that I was picking up on around you is that you seem to have had, okay, your... You seem to have had your blindfolds taken off. That's what Spirit has shown me, okay? It's almost as if someone really showed you who they were. And I feel that you've been doing a lot of looking backwards lately, whereas you should be really looking forward, because I feel over the last 3 months there's been some high level of energy around you and emotions, okay? And I really do feel, okay, that... what you need to do is really start focusing on how you can really change things, okay? Because I am feeling that my guides are showing me, and Spirit is showing me with you, a lot of energy change around you. I'm also drawing to a lady who passed, okay? She was quite an old age when she passed, and she also had problems with either her lower back or her kidneys. Are you aware of this lady, please?
It sounds like it'd be one of my grandmothers.
Right, okay. Now then, are you aware of the lady that either had a lot of ongoing pain around the lower back or the kidney area? Because I'm being drawn to the back area with this lady, darling.
She had Parkinson's disease.
Right, okay. Did that affect her walking on her back, please? Pardon?
I'm sorry. I have a lot of back issues, though.
Right, okay, so she's drawing my attention to you as well, okay, because I feel what she's making me aware of is that you've been trying ever so hard, okay, to really, really, really cut the negative energy from around you, because I feel that there is someone that has turned their back on you, but now you're turning your back on them, because there seems to be still something between you, but it's like you have decided now that you've had enough and that you are going to focus on you. This is what she's making me aware of. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I feel that she wants you to focus on you, and she doesn't want you to focus on, okay, of the conflict between you and that person. I think you've been doing a lot of releasing negative energy around you, and she is bringing in a lot of nurturing motherly energy for you. So I feel when she was alive, she was a very strong, focused lady before she went ill. I feel in her younger days, she either was working a very hard-working woman, or she had a lot of difficulties that she needed to overcome herself. But she was the type of woman that always managed to pick herself up, you know, because she comes across a really strong, grounded lady, and I feel this is what she wants for you.
Yes, that she was. She was a very, very strong lady.
Well, she wants you to pull on her strength, okay? Because what she's saying is, although you have been through a heartbreaking time, okay, you are going to be turning that around, okay, for yourself. So she is there behind you, kind of helping you. Have you been having dreams of your nan, please?
I've been feeling her around a lot. My mom has seen her in their house lately.
Right. Because she is very, very, very close. She's very close to you, wanting to help you. I feel that she comes around you when you're dreaming, and I feel that she's trying to subtly guide you on the right path. She's not your guardian angel, darling, because you were assigned that when you were born, but she is certainly what I would call an angel in herself. She comes around you and she looks after you and the family, and she brings in love. And there seems to be a Christmas connection around this lady besides Christmas. So either herself or one of her children had a close connection with Christmas, whether it be a birthday or an anniversary. There's something around the December Christmas period. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
She passed 2 weeks before Christmas, and I just had my birthday on Saturday.
Ah, okay. There we are. That's what she's telling me. Well, happy birthday to you. That's what I feel that she wants to say. Okay, she wants to give you a beautiful bunch of yellow flowers. Okay, because in the spirit world, yellow is the color of eternal love, because that's what she feels for you. And she knows that you are going to be walking on the right path. Okay, there is news coming in, all right, that's going to encourage you to motivate yourself. And it's going to be like, once you start motivating yourself, things are only going to get better for you. I do feel that there is another opportunity coming in with another gentleman, because she is just giving me the world in my hands. That's what she's giving me in my mind. So that's what she's giving you. She's saying, you know, there's a big wide world for you out there. There's love out there for you. And actually, darling, you're quite an intuitive lady yourself. You feel things, you sense things, so you need to work with your own intuition. You need to work with your energy, but more importantly, you need to listen to that inner voice, because she is just a whisper away from you, and she's wanting to give you love for the new year, for your birthday, and for 2013. I feel that's the message that she's coming forward with tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to have to leave you with that one now, because we have got other callers on the line. And I just want to say Happy New Year to you, and thank you so very much for connecting to the Guiding Light Show. And you do know that you can listen to this on archive on the Mike Spirit FM network. And thank you so much, darling. Okay, now we've got area code 919, and I'd just like to say hello, welcome to the Guiding Light Show. Hello? Okay, I think we're having some blips there because they can't hear me. Can you hear me now, my love? Okay, right. We're going to go over to another caller. We're going to go over to area 315, and I'm going to say hi. Welcome to the Guiding Light Show. I think we're having a few gremlins on the lines. I don't know what's going on. I think we've been trying to connect through. We're going to try another area code, my love. We're going to try 7760 and say hi. Welcome to the Guiding Light Show.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me? I can hear you.
I can indeed. Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you, darling. I'm going to pass you over to my lovely friend and co-host, the lovely Ruth Mooney. She's going to be answering your questions. Thank you.
Hello. How are you, honey?
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, darling.
Thank you.
Can I ask you your name, please?
Sure. Bob.
Bob. Okay, Bob. Bob, how can I help you, darling?
Well, just wondering, you know, curious about, you know, stuff.
Curious about life in general? Yes, just life in general. I'm wondering how life is going to be. The first thing that I pick up with you is, Bob, that you kind of feel a little bit isolated in your life.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you're kind of feeling a little bit lonely. Why is the number 39 coming in so strong, can I ask you?
39 or 29?
I'm not sure what I'm getting. 30. I'm going to say 39, 39. It's definitely 39.
I have no idea.
Okay. I don't know whether it's an age or a house door number I'm getting, but I'm just going to hand it to you, darling. It keeps coming in around you. What I'm picking up here for you is it's like to know that you're going into a nicer period of life where you're kind of going to feel more a part of everybody around you. You're going to be more involved with people. I feel that you've been hiding yourself away because there's been situations around you that hasn't been the greatest to you. I feel that there's been a lot of wrongdoings around you. This is just your general day-to-day blips of life, but you just kind of had your belly full of it in the past couple of weeks. Can you understand that, Bob?
Yeah. I would say that's probably pretty accurate, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's been probably longer than a couple of weeks.
It possibly has been a couple of months or a year, so actually it could stretch far. Basically, what I see here is that you need to look after yourself and more build back up your confidence. Your confidence has been taken down. And what I'm getting very strong here is forgive the people who have let you down in life. In other words, it doesn't mean what they've done to you is correct, but it means that you're the bigger, better and stronger person and you're able to walk away from this with your head held high. It doesn't matter anymore who was right or wrong, okay? You need to look after yourself a little piece better than you are and you need to get yourself back in tune with your life because you have a lot of ideas going on there and you need to find those ideas within yourself, okay, darling? There's a lot of happiness going to come in around you in the next couple of weeks. And there's a lot of joy. And I feel there's a lot of reconnection and a lot of people to come near you and say that, you know, they're enjoying your company and you're going to enjoy their company. I feel that even with work, things are going to start changing for the better for you, okay? I'm also picking up that you're very well-minded and there's a lot of spirits around you as well. You have an awful lot of spirits there, actually, Bob. Can you understand that?
I guess. I'm really wondering about, love life, you know.
Okay. There's a lot of spirits there. Actually, there's too many of them for me to even bring a message in. But I just have to let you know that there is loved ones there around you. And that's who's feeding me the information. Love life, I do feel that there has been a blip there in it recently. And what I'm picking up is it has not exactly been a bed of roses, true?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Pretty much so. Lots of thorns on your side there. But I do feel that everything is going to pan out for you. And I do feel that it is going to be the fairy tale and the bitter end. And I do feel a lot of turning around. You won't be feeling as lonely as you have been. And there is a lot to turn around here. So I'm going to say to you, Bob, you definitely are in the right place. Just let the next day or two ride past you. And you're definitely in the right place for your life. I do feel that there's a lot of regrets on this girl's behalf for the way she's treated you, but I do see her coming around very nicely, very shortly, very, very soon as well. So there's a lot of balancing and there's a lot of making up here to do between the two of you, okay? So the making up is looking very good to me. Do you understand that?
That could be a few women in my past. So I don't know. I guess we'll see about that.
No. I was talking about one in particular, Bob. I wasn't talking about a few. I was talking about one in particular here. Okay. I feel that there is a lady very close to your heart at the moment. I feel there's somebody that's very, very close there that's very much on your mind. I'm picking that up very strong. I would actually say this girl that you have been in love with, I feel that she could have darkish coloured hair, quite an elegant looking lady, quite beautiful actually, if I was to be honest. And she's very much very close to your heart, and there's definitely a romance here, and definitely a lot of love to come in. It's very positive for you, darling.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Do you
understand
who that
is? I mean, I haven't really been dating anybody in my recent past. I mean, there's been a few females actually in my life you could make that same comment about, where they hadn't, you know, I guess treated me with the utmost respect or something. So I'm not sure which one it is, to be honest with you. It could be a bunch of them. Not a bunch, but a few of them.
Well, one at a time, because it's going to be very difficult for you to date too many women at the one time.
No, I'm just saying that in my past, you had mentioned in the past.
I do feel this lady is a kickback from the past, and I do feel that she will be around you very shortly. Okay? I'm picking up in 2 to 3 days there, darling.
Wow.
Okay. I'd like to wish you a happy 2013, Bob.
Thank you.
I'd like
very
to
much.
Say to you that it will run an awful lot smoother than 2012. And I'd like to reassure you that you are very well minded by the spirit world and angels. You're a very spiritual person yourself. And I'd like to just wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that a lot. So, same to you.
You are more than welcome. Okay, sweetheart, I would like to tell you that you can actually download a copy of this on the Mike Spirit FM archives. You can actually take a copy of this reading down. I'm going to wish you nothing but the best of luck, and you enjoy 2013.
All right, thank you.
Blessings, darling. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was lovely, Ruth. Okay, well, I hope that lovely gentleman enjoyed that reading. And this is going to be our last call. I'm sorry, I don't know. There seems to be a bit of a mix-up tonight, because it actually is an hour show running tonight, although it does say that the show is running for 2 hours. It's actually an hour show this evening. So I'm going to have our last caller on the line this evening, and I'm going to say hi. Caller 512.
Today, it's taking a couple of days. So remember
okay.
that, because if when you check in your account, you think you have money, you won't.
Hello, hi, 512, hi there. Hello.
Hi,
there.
Can you hear me?
I can indeed, darling. Yes, you're on air. And who am I speaking to, please?
Say Veronica.
Veronica. Hi, darling. You're through to Jeanette Ann. Happy New Year to you. This is going to be a really quick call because you're going to be the last one, but I'll do my very, very best for you in the limited time we have left. How can I help you this evening, please?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can, my love.
Okay, awesome. I'm going off to school, and I just wanted to know if everything was going to be okay.
Darling, yes, everything is going to be okay. I feel like as though there's a gentleman in spirit, okay, who comes in very close to you, and he's also telling me about you going to be doing very, very, very well. I feel that this is your grandfather, but I've also got a lady with him, your grandmother, and I feel that this lady, when she was alive, had a lot of children around her. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, okay, because what I'm getting with this, okay, is that what he is saying and what she is saying is that you kind of underestimate how good you are.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and I do feel, okay, that all you are lacking is self-belief.
Okay,
and I do feel, all right, that over the next couple of months, you are going to start having your confidence built up, because I feel once you actually get into the swing of going away, I feel what it is with you, it's the actual going away, it's the upheaval, that's what they're showing me, it's the upset, it's the leaving home, okay, and I do feel that you feel a little bit unsure, but your grandmother's energy, darling, is around you, okay? She comes in with a lot of love and a lot of affection, and there's also a lot of children around your nana. I'm feeling, did she have, my love, did she have at least 9 children, please?
Yeah, she did.
She did, okay, because I'm getting the link to 9. She's clearly giving me a link to 9. So I don't know whether she passed in the 9th month in September or whether there was 9 children around her. But I'm being shown that by September for you, okay, there's going to be lots to celebrate. So what she's actually showing me is that you doubt yourself, darling. Self-belief is what you need. I feel that once you actually stop believing that you could do things, you can do, you really will do well. And I feel that you've placed restrictions around yourself. I don't know whether it's because you doubted that you could do this, or whether or not this has been hard for you to get into, or whatever it is, there seems to be restrictions around this.
Oh, I had another question with that as well. I'm having some financial issues getting to school. Will that be solved? Will I be able to go, or will I have to wait?
Well, I don't do finances, if I'm being perfectly honest with you, my love.
Okay.
But the very fact, okay, that Spirit have said that you're doing well, or you're going to do well, I feel that the issues are going to resolve themselves, because I really do feel that you are going to get the success that you really need coming in for you. It's almost as if, okay, you've got other people helping you in the background.
Okay.
And
I'm
I
having problems getting enough money for school. When will I be able to? I know you don't do funds, but am I going to, if I don't have the money for school, I won't be able to go. Am I going to be able to go away?
I feel that there's going to be help coming to you, okay, darling, because I'm really being drawn to help coming in. I also got someone coming in through who went over with a very bad chest because they're putting that on me. Excuse me.
I'm sorry that you're coughing. Do you know when that will happen?
I feel that this is happening quite soon around you. I feel that within the next 10, so this could possibly be 10 days, there seems to be some change in the energy coming in around you, my love.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so you really, really have to work on the confidence. I feel things are going to start picking up for you very, very quickly.
Okay.
And you need to have more focus on believing in yourself as well, and that's what Spirit is saying to me for you. And I'm going to leave that with you now, my love, because we are nearly out of time. But thank you so much for connecting to the Guiding Light Show this evening.
Okay, I just wanted to say,
and you have a wonderful Happy New Year.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my love. Who is this?
This is Paige. I just wanted to say thank you. That was my daughter, Veronica, and I just wanted to say thank you. Love to you, blessings, and have a happy new year.
Well, Paige, it's very, very kind of you to say that, as I know that you are one of our regular listeners on the show, and it's wonderful to have your energy and your input tonight into the Guiding Light Show, and I hope that I've given your daughter, Veronica, the guidance that she needed to move herself forward in a positive way, because I feel Spirit is showing me the things are going to work out for her. Okay, darling?
Thank you, darling.
Okay, you take care, and Happy New Year to you all, and lots of love from me and Ruth and Mike and from everybody on the mic.
Yes, okay, Ruth and Mike, and Happy New Year to all of you, and love to y'all. Thank you, bye-bye.
Oh, bless you. Goodbye now. Well, there we go. That's a lovely page with our daughter on the line, and I think that's it. Ruth, that's the end of the show. It's gone in a blink of an eye.
I would like to say to you, Jeanette, you and Michael out there, and have a ball tonight, and wish Mike a Happy New Year for me, and give him a little hug and a kiss. And as for yourself, Mr. Mike Davis, I'd like to wish you and Kerry a wonderful 2013 as well.
Oh, bless. And the same to you and Keith over there. And I've already wished Mike and his lovely partner Happy New Year as well. So I'll be back on the 14th of January. I know that you're going to be around next Monday helping me out in my show because I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be recovering from having an operation. So I won't be here next Monday doing the Guiding Light show, but my energy and my love will be. And I look forward to seeing you all very, very soon. Okay, and I say good night to you on that one, and God bless.
God bless, Jeanette. Night, night, sweet dreams.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light show. Jeanette will be back with you the same time next week. Meanwhile, contact her direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit her website, www.jeanette-coombe-psychic-tarot.co.uk. Until next week, take care.